noun clause. Listen to some sentences. Number one, he was better than me. Number two, I began to realize that I was no companion for him. Note the difference between the two sentences. Sentence one is a simple sentence. It has a subject and a predicate. Sentence two is a complex sentence. It consists of two parts, each part having a subject and a predicate. A clause is a group of words which has a subject and a predicate with a finite verb of its own. For example, in sentence one, he is the subject and was better than me is the predicate with the finite verb was. Listen to some more sentences. Number one, Arjun fought many battles. Number two, we should love our neighbors. Note that in sentence one, the noun Arjun is the subject. He is the doer. If we ask the question, Arjun fought what? The answer is many battles. The answer, many battles, is the object, the action done of the verb fought. In sentence two, we is the doer and is the subject. And our neighbors is the object of the verb should love. Here note, the subject, the doer, may be a noun, Arjun, or a pronoun, we, I, you, he, she, it, they. Let us learn about a complex sentence. A complex sentence has more than one clause. Listen to some more sentences. Note that each sentence has more than one clause. Number one, it even seems to me that Valodya himself was aware of his superiority. Number two, I'm sure that I would have felt happier. Number three, I knew that he understood me. Independent clauses and dependent clauses. In sentence which we have two or more clauses, we can identify as independent clause or a dependent clause. An independent clause is also called the main clause or principal clause. A dependent clause is called the subordinate clause. An independent clause does not depend on other clauses to make a complete statement. A subordinate clause cannot stand by itself and depends on the main clause to be meaningful. Subordinate clauses are of three types: noun clause, adjective clause, adverb clause. Now coming to the subordinate noun clause, let us understand the noun clause and its functions. Listen to some sentences. Nikki realized that he was jealous of Valodya. Number two, I was hoping that they would accept my proposal. Number 3, Nikki always felt that Valodya behaved very well. In these sentences, the clauses that he was jealous of Valodya in the first sentence, that they would accept my proposal in the second sentence, that Valodya behaved very well in the third sentence are subordinate noun clauses functioning as an object to the verbs realized in the first sentence, was hoping in the second, and felt in the third. Nikki realized. What did he realize? That he was jealous of Valodya. Second sentence says, I was hoping. Hoping what? Hoping that they would accept my proposal. In the third, Nikki felt. Felt what? That Valodya behaved very well. You must have noticed that the noun clause does the same function in a complex sentence which a noun or a pronoun does in a simple sentence.